Hey friends, let's go back to the 90s with our new book, Mixtape Theology, 90s Christian Edition. It's part devotional, part retrospective, and all awesome. Rediscover the wonder of songs like The Great Adventure and Jesus Freak as you uncover their spiritual significance. But you know, we couldn't just give you a book without some 90s Christian cheese. We've included some original comics and hilarious retrospectives. Michael Tate of Newsboys and DC Talk calls Mixtape Theology the ultimate nostalgic throwback, and Michael W. Smith calls it a great read. Mixtape Theology will have you falling in love with these songs and the gospel all over again. It's nostalgia served with a side of renewed faith, and it's available now at Amazon and Walmart.com. Now, back to the podcast.
Hey everybody, Ashley here with Mixtape Theology. Grace and peace to you all. I am here at one of my favorite places in the world, at the ocean. And when I am at the ocean, it just reminds me of how awesome God is. There's nothing better for me than being on a balcony with a cup of coffee and reading God's Word or a great Christian book. Whether I'm looking at the ocean or the mountains, It's awesome when you really, you get to dive into God's Word and then see His fingerprints just in the stillness of the moment, be refreshed, and really just hear the voice of God. That reminds me of one of my favorite songs from one of my favorite groups, For Him, from their album, The Basics of Life, one of their most famous albums. And if you remember the song off the album, The Voice of God, it speaks to exactly what I'm talking about. So, back in the day, I had a VHS tape from The Basics of Life that had videos of many of those songs, and I watched the video to The Voice of God over and over and over again, even to the point to where the VHS tape probably didn't even work very well. And if you remember that video, it had scenes of waves crashing against rocks and mountains and tall pine trees, and it was gorgeous. And as pretty as it was, the lyrics were very thought-provoking. In the lyrics, For Him talks about that they dreamed of being Moses standing on a mountaintop and hearing the voice of God, or admit that even sometimes they've imagined they were Paul on the road to Damascus when they heard the Savior's call. And even in that, admit that they never heard the audible voice of God, but go on to say that they hear His voice every time that they hear a newborn baby cry, or the waves crashing, or the thunder striking. When I think about the lyrics to that song, I'm reminded of a very important scripture verse in Romans 1, where the Apostle Paul talks about nature and how God proves His existence through nature, and it is all around us. And because of that, we are without excuse. You see, if we open our eyes and our ears, we can see the fingerprints of God and hear the voice of God all around us. And even more than that, as He speaks to our hearts, He opens us up to the truth that He is alive. When I think about God being alive and proof of His existence, it is all around. Think about the way our human bodies work. I mean, in my mind, I can make my hand draw up a fist. When I think about the complexity of DNA, or if you've ever witnessed a baby being born or heard that baby's first cry, or experienced waves crashing or wind whistling through a forest full of pines, or sparrows singing, all of these things are testimonies of God is alive. He is real. It is everywhere. As I think about that, it reminds me of the next line of the song where For Him says that that they had a revelation that the God of all creation came to live inside of them. Jesus said in John that His sheep hear His voice. They know Him. You see, God's evidence is all around. We can see that He's alive and that He speaks to us, and we know that He's alive. We just need to be aware that God is speaking. So, do you hear the voice of God? You see, if you open up your eyes and you listen and God speaks to your heart, you might just hear God's voice speaking to you. So as you go throughout this day, I encourage you to ask yourself the question, is God speaking to you? I promise you He's speaking, because He's alive, and that's what He does. His evidence is everywhere. Blessings.
The Mixtape Theology Podcast is part of the NRT Podcast Network. Find more Christian music-related podcasts at newreleasetoday.com.